Welcome back to Storytime with Emmett.
In the beginning, nothing existed. No earth, no sky, no sun, no moon. Only darkness was everywhere. Suddenly from the darkness emerged a thin disk, one side yellow and the other side white, appearing suspended in midair. Within the disk sat a small bearded man, Creator, the one who lives above. As if waking from a long nap, he rubbed his eyes and face with both hands. When he looked into the endless darkness, light appeared above. He looked down and it became a sea of light. To the east, he created yellow streaks of dawn. To the west, tints of many colors appeared everywhere. There were also clouds of different colors. Creator wiped his sweating face and rubbed his hands together, thrusting them downward. Behold, a shining cloud upon which sat a little girl. "Stand up and tell me where you are going," said Creator. But she did not reply. He rubbed his eyes again and offered his right hand to the girl without parents. "Where did you come from?" she asked, grasping his hands. "From the east, where it is now light," he replied, stepping upon her cloud. "Where is the earth?" she asked. "Where is the sky?" he asked, and sang, "I am thinking what I shall create next." He sang four times, which was the magic number. Creator brushed his face with his hands, rubbed them together, and then flung them wide open. Before them stood Sun God, and again Creator rubbed his sweaty brow, and from his hands dropped small boy. "Creator, Sun God, girl without parents," and small boy sat in deep thought upon the small cloud. "What shall we make next?" asked Creator. "This cloud is much too small for us to live upon." Then he created Tarantula, Big Dipper, Wind, Lightning Maker, and some western clouds in which to house Lightning Rumbler, which he just finished. Creator sang, "Let us make Earth. I am thinking of Earth. Earth, Earth. I am thinking of the Earth." He sang four times. All four gods shook hands. In doing so, their sweat mixed together and the Creator rubbed his palms, from which fell a small round brown ball, not much larger than a bean. Creator kicked it and explained, "Girl without parents kicked the ball and it enlarged more. Sun God and small boy took turns giving it hard kicks, and each time the ball was expanded, Creator told Wind to go inside the ball and blow it up. Tarantula spun a black cord and, attaching it to the ball, crawled away fast to the east, pulling on the cord with all his strength. Tarantula repeated with a blue cord to the south and a yellow cord to the west, and a white cord to the north. With mighty pulls in each direction, the ball stretched to immeasurable size. It became the earth. No hills, no mountains, no rivers were visible. Only smooth, treeless brown plains appeared. Creator stretched his chest, rubbed his fingers together, and there appeared Hummingbird. "Fly north, south, east, and west. Tell us what you see," said Creator. "All is well," reported Hummingbird upon his return. "The earth is most beautiful, with water on the west side." But the earth kept rolling and dancing up and down, so the Creator made of four giant posts, black, blue, yellow, white, to support the earth. Wind carried four posts, placing them beneath four cardinal points of the earth. The earth sat still. Creator sang, "World is now made, and now it sits still," which he repeated four times. Then he began to sing about the sky. None existed, but he thought there should be one. After singing about it four times, 28 people appeared to help make a sky above the earth. Creator chanted about making chiefs for the earth and sky. He sent Lightning Maker to encircle the world, and he returned with three uncouth creatures. Two girls and a boy found in a turquoise shell. They had no eyes, ears, hair, mouths, noses, or teeth. They had arms and legs, but no fingers or toes. Sun God sent for Fly to come and build a sweat house. girl without parents covered it with four heavy clouds. In front of the east doorway, she placed a soft red cloud for her foot blanket to be used after the sweat. Four stones were heated in the fire inside the sweat house. The three uncouth creatures were placed inside. They sang songs of healing on the outside until it was time for the sweat to be finished. Out came the three strangers who stood upon a magic red cloud blanket. Creator then shook his hands down toward them, giving each one fingers, toes, mouths, eyes, ears, noses, and hair. Creator named Boy, Sky Boy, to be chief of the Sky People. One girl he named Earth, Daughter, to take care of the earth and its crops. The girl named Pollen Girl, and gave her the charge of health care of Earth People. Since the earth was flat and barren, Creator thought it was fun to create animals, birds, trees, and a hill. He sent a pigeon to see how the world looked. 4 days later, he returned and repeated, "All is beautiful around the world, but for 4 days from now, the water on the other side of Earth will rise and cause a mighty flood." Creator made a very tall pinyon tree. Girl without parents covered the tree framework with pinyon gum, creating a large, tight ball. In 4 days, the flood occurred. Creator went upon a cloud, taking his 28 helpers with him. Girl without parents put the others into a large, hollow ball, closing it at the top. In 12 days, the water receded, leaving the float ball high on a hilltop. The rushing flood water changed the plants into mountains, hills, valleys, and rivers. Girl without parents led the gods out from the ball onto the new earth. She took them upon her cloud, drifting upward until they met the creator with his helpers, who had completed their work making the sky during the flood of time of the on earth. Together, the two clouds descended into a valley below. There, girl without parents gathered everyone together to listen to creator. "I am planning to leave you," he said. "I wish each of you do your best toward making a perfect, happy world. You, Lightning Member, shall have charge of clouds and water. You, Sky Boy, shall look after all the Sky People. You, Earth Daughter, take charge of all crops and Earth People. You, Pollen Girl, take care for the health and guide them. You, Girl Without Parents, I leave you in charge over all." Creator then turned toward Girl Without Parents, and together they rubbed their legs with their hands and quickly cast them forcefully downward. Immediately between them arose a great pile of wood, over which Creator waved a hand, creating fire. Great billowy clouds of smoke once drifted skyward. Into this cloud, Creator disappeared. The other gods followed him in the other clouds of smoke, leaving the 28 workers to people the earth. Sun God went east to live and travel with the sun. Girl without parents departed westward to live on the far horizon. Small Boy and Pollen Girl made clouds in the south. Big Dipper can still be seen in the northern sky at night, and a reliable guide to all.
Thanks for listening to Storytime with Emmett.